listening to KLYT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect.
Hey, thanks for tuning in. Reminder, if you missed any portion of today's show, you can always find it archived at abqconnect.online. The remainder of the show today we spend with Lance Dukes. He's the Dean of Students and Head of School at La Luz Christian Academy. Just heard about that in the last break, our featured school for the month of May. Lance, thanks for taking the time.
Thank you, sir. It's a pleasure to be here.
Now, La Luz coming into, currently in what year now? I mean, it's...
So we are finishing up our first year and getting ready for finals for next week.
Yep.
And May 21st is our last day of school. It's flown by, but it's been such a blessing to see what God is doing at the school.
Listen, as a former student, let me tell you, I'm glad to hear you guys are done in May. Often, you know, it seems like, you know, when I was in school, it was the Tuesday after Labor Day, and I don't know when you ended it, but it was in May, unless there were snow days.
Right.
And that man's school, you know, listen, there's great schools that do year-round schools, and they have different breaks, but when you said that, I was like, nice.
I will say we have one of the best schedules out there for schools.
Yeah.
It is very nice.
Well, you know, you're going to be done, and families going to have time for Memorial Day and being able to go out of town and go do all those summer things. But much more important than getting out of school is getting into school. And we want to let people know a lot more in this segment about La Luz. If you're not familiar, they meet at the space that's occupied by Calvary West Side, Montaño and Coors. Lance, update us on what's happened since school opened a year ago.
So a lot of things. First off, like I said, God has continued to bless our school. And as we are making it through that first year, we have seen a lot of academic growth within our students, but more importantly, not just the academics, but the spiritual formation of our students. And so that has been wonderful to see. We are growing. We started this first year with 45 students. And right now, looking at enrollment for next year, we are in the high 90s, if not breaking 100.
Right.
Going into next year.
Yeah, we're going to get to that. Our registration, is it open?
Registration is open.
There's plenty of time between now and the Tuesday after. I don't know if it's Tuesday after Labor Day, but come next year, the 26-27 school year. How encouraging to see the growth in these students. And you and I were talking a little bit about off the air, you know, just how important it is. You know, you and I think we both love New Mexico.
Right.
And, you know, we see the various problems, things that are contrary really to our beliefs that happen here. But more importantly, when it comes to La Luz, here you are training up the next generation. And we're seeing young people leave New Mexico. And we would love to see more kids brought up, with what they would get through the curriculum at La Luz or schools like it. And stay here and have an impact in the community. How important is that?
It is very important. And you bring up a very valid point. There are a lot of things that obviously we would like to change about our state and even our country and our world. So one of the things that we really focus on with our students is not just what to think, but we love the idea of godly discernment and, you know, seeing God's glory in everything that he does. So it is one of the things that we focus on is going into mastery of what we're talking about. So whether it is academics, whether it is spiritual formation, we want to raise our students up to be young men and young women for Christ so that they can be able to, number one, defend their faith, but also get into those areas like we were talking about off air of getting into the community and also getting into any type of arena where it looks at politics. We would love to be able to change our world, our state, and our community for the benefit of Christ.
Well, we mentioned enrollment. for 26-27. I'm going to guess the easiest way to encourage people to start is to go to laluzchristianacademy.org.
Correct.
And then on the website there, take some time, first of all, to find out more about LaLuz. So you have on the website, you know, the programs that are available, the philosophy of the school, the learning cohorts, the faculty, and then other frequently asked questions to walk through that and find out more. But then if someone is interested in enrolling, I know there's a process.
Right.
Speak to the person who's been on your website and says, you know what, I think I want to move forward. What's the next step?
So the first thing is to click that enrollment tab that is at the very top. It takes you to an application. We want to make sure that parents and families do know what we actually believe, and to make sure that they are a right family fit for us and we're a right school fit for them as well. And then you can actually request a tour to the school as well. So there is a phone number and also email address on the website that you can reach out to. And with that, we can schedule a tour. You can come and see what our classrooms look like. You can see just what we're doing and the growth that we are seeing at the school.
You know, if you're not seeing what you're looking for on the website too, I'd encourage you to call the school, 505-226-0860. That's 505-226-0860. You know, when parents are shopping, families are shopping for a school for their family. I was going to say for the kids, but this is for the family.
For the family, yes.
Tell me, Lance, what do you feel like separates LaLuz from other Christian schools or any school they're considering, but specifically Christian schools?
I would say the main difference is there's a lot of schools, and this is not intended to anything, but where we have the word Christian in our title.
Mm-hmm.
And the last thing that we do, we're very intentional about making sure that everything that we do at LaLuz does come back to Christ.
Right.
That is our focus.
We're going to be image bearers and ambassadors.
Absolutely.
Right? There's, yeah, no covert.
No, absolutely not. And we want to make sure, too, that we don't just sprinkle just a little bit of Bible or a little bit of scripture into our school program. We want to have a rigorous program academically, but as we mentioned before, we want to make sure that everything is brought back to God. He wants us to know Him more intimately, and we do that through our science, through our math, and then through our integrated humanities.
Yeah, or whether you walk on the way.
Exactly.
Every aspect is going to, you know, connect back to Christ and the gospel of Jesus Christ. And again, I want to draw you to the website. You may have heard me mention it and didn't get it. Let me give it again. It's LaLuz, L-U-Z, LaLuzChristianAcademy.org. And, you know, we were talking about the things that have happened here in the last year. We've got about 6 or 7 minutes. I want to talk about, you know, that's the last year. Look what's coming up. You got some changes coming up next year.
We do. One of the things that we are the most excited about is it was our vision within the first couple of years to open a high school.
Yeah.
And the Lord has been so gracious and generous that we are opening our high school this year. So starting in 26-27, we will have 9th through 12th grade. And just want to kind of touch base on what that looks like. We will be teaching our math. We will be teaching our science. Latin and Greek are the two foreign languages that we're looking at teaching for high school. And then going into a more rigorous integrated humanities. So including history, theology, geography, all of it being blended together because you get a true view of what was going on in certain time frames and eras.
Yeah, true is a key word you just used there.
Right.
Other curriculums that many places have been under the spell of are history, you know, I think of specifically, all of it, science, all of it, that doesn't come from a foundation in truth. And that really, I mean, it's, you know, I said with Christian schools, how does it differentiate? One of the things you said was the name Christian in the title. But then you talk about public school and other private schools, the truth that the kids are going to consume
right
on a regular basis. Tell us how you connect, you know, the relationship between school and family, how that might be different from some other places.
Absolutely. So we want to have a partnership with our families. So that is one of the reasons that we do interviews with any potential incoming family to make sure that we're the right fit for them, they're the right fit for us. But we use a little bit of the analogy of a three-legged stool. For a firm foundation on that stool, you have the parents, you have the church, and you have the school. And all three of those work together and reinforce that foundation for our students. So that is really kind of what we look at. And it is a true partnership. We want to work with the families, not to where families just drop their kids off and we're responsible for educating.
It's not a daycare.
Exactly. So we want to make sure that we are a true partnership, because also parents need to know what their kids are being taught. In public schools and a lot of different other venues, parents are not really have visibility to what their kids are being taught.
Yeah.
We want to be very transparent of what we are teaching your student and what we are reinforcing, and especially reinforcing at home as well.
What do you think is the most common question parents have for you when they first contact you?
Ooh, that's a great question. I think a lot of it has to do with the curriculum and what their responsibility is going to be as parents in this partnership. And a lot of that is we really want to spend time working with the parent and challenging the student. This also looks like the kids coming home and having deep discussions with their parents over whether it be doctrine, whether it be scientific.
Yeah.
And
well, with those interviews that you do, you know, pre-registration, I can't imagine there's a whole lot of surprise for parents when the students come home and talk about what they're learning in school. Instead, there's going to be very synergistic with what's being taught and, you know, at home.
Correct.
So it's just a partnership in discipleship of these young minds.
And you really hit the nail on the head there with the discipleship. We want our students to be able to come home and have those deep discussions with their family. But also, our ultimate goal is to bring them to Christ is our ultimate goal. And I say this in a lot of our interviews, if we miss the heart, all we've done is educate a lost soul. And so we want to make sure that the spiritual formation is first and foremost in everything that we do.
Keeping the main thing the main thing.
Absolutely.
We got probably a minute and a half. I wanted to give you a little bit of time because I know there's parents that are listening. Say, private school, that's not in our budget.
Absolutely. So we understand that it is more of an investment into your child's education.
An eternal investment.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And so, you know, you ask that question, what is that truly worth? And what we do offer, financial aid for families, because we do not ever want finances to be a reason why you cannot send your student to our school.
And with the little bit of time we have left, I want to make sure this is said. If that's something that's coming up in your mind, it's like, you know, not going to be able to swing it. Before you make a decision not to go this route, reach out to LaLuz Christian Academy. It's LaLuz, LaLuz, christianacademy.org. Connect with the staff, connect with Lance, and get those answers before you make a decision that without all the information. I think it's very important.
Absolutely.
And with about, I don't know, 30 or 40 seconds or so, Lance, I want to throw it back to you. Any final thoughts that we've left unsaid?
Well, and I think to your point is just making sure that if you are thinking about a Christian education, give us a shot. We may not be the right fit. But we also want to make sure that you give us you know, come and see, is this the right school for you? You never know until you come talk to us.
Right, right. And that there's no cost other than your time.
Absolutely.
Which is, again, is a great investment in your family. So La Luz Christian Academy, the website is laluzchristianacademy.org. And the music is eminent. We're going to be pushed out of here. But, hey, we talked about the high school. Anything beyond that that you're looking, you know?
The Lord only knows.
Yeah, Dave. Right?
The Lord only knows.
Yeah.
We want to make sure that we are we're following His will and His guidance in everything that we do.
All right, Lance, thanks for the time.
Absolutely. Thank you, Steve.
All right. And be listening for details about La Luz Christian Academy throughout the month. And on our website at klyt.fm, you'll find it in the featured section on the homepage. Thanks for tuning in, and thanks for listening to ABQ Connect.
ABQ Connect is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KLYT.